Good morning. It's 7:47 a.m. on Monday, November the 13th, 2017. Yesterday was a mess. I need to have more walking days and fewer messy days. I'm not sure what today is going to be. Is it going to be a messy day? Is it going to be a good day? I don't know. Friday and Saturday were weird. Friday night, I stayed up too late. Saturday night, I stayed up even later. I don't know why. I was sitting down after dinner, and I'm just puttering away, and the next thing I know, it's 11:45. And luckily, I did have my meditation for the day. I'm up to 362 days in a row. A few more days. I don't have to keep this going for a few more days, and then I'll have meditated every day for a year. It's a beautiful morning. I want to talk about meditation, but I'll talk about it in a minute. It's a beautiful morning. It's 34, 36, somewhere in there. So it's above freezing. I'm bundled up like it's 10. So I'm plenty warm except for my nose, which is a little chilly, and I can feel it starting to run a bit. So windows. This house here has its windows. Well, but that'll make the inside a lot warmer. That room right there would make a great office. I'm paying attention to the architecture of these houses, these multi-families. Oh, that's what it is. I think they are six family. They're tiny if they're six families. But I was just looking at the details, and from this side of the street, it looks like every other one is just a little bit different. It's the same as, not the one next door, but the one after that. And then I realized that what they've done is that they've rotated the houses. They've rotated the footprint 90 degrees. Interesting. I only need one plan, I just need to build it. 90 degrees out of sync. It's kind of cool. The idea of moving right now is just like completely and totally overwhelming. I used to move every year or so. From the time I left home permanently in like 1975 or so, 1973, something like that. So 40 odd years ago I left home. I moved about every other year, sometimes every couple years, but I don't think I lived anywhere. I don't think I lived anywhere more than 18 months until we moved out here. Well, no, that's not true, until we moved to Buffalo. And we lived in the same house in Buffalo for 5 years. I wonder where we lived. We had a house in Lisbon, too. I wonder how long we lived there. I think it was 5 years, but it might have been. From Lisbon we moved to Buffalo, from Buffalo we moved here. Westward Ho the Wagons. We lived here, we have lived here now for 23 years. There's no way, there's no way I want to move. I just don't want to have to deal with all the shit. I suppose that's a warning. I suppose that's a sign. I should be working toward reducing the amount of shit. I read an article the other day on some website about the Danes, one of the Scandinavian countries. I want to say Denmark. Well, it might have been Sweden. Of a practice called death cleaning. And that's as you get older and the likelihood that you won't wake up in the morning becomes a little bit higher every day. People go through the house and start cleaning, taking out stuff, doing away with things, the stuff that you kept for a rainy day goes away. I'm a bit of a hoarder when it comes to computer gear. So I've got a lot of computer gear. Some of it is not, in honesty, some of it is just not worth keeping anymore. Once they made the shift to a different kind of hard drive, and now a lot of computers are coming with solid-state drives. Some of those old computers are not. Some of the old parts that I've kept are not actually useful. Here comes my friend with her little Scotty dog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody's happy to see me. I don't know if he was happy or he just wanted to bite my leg. I couldn't tell. Well, I'm of that age. Maybe I should start thinking about doing a little death cleaning. Well, it sounds kind of morbid. The proponent of it was saying it's actually quite liberating. It's quite freeing. Come on up. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Ah, sniff snort, sniff snort. Couple of geese up there somewhere. I can't pick them out of the sun glare. Oh, it's more than a couple. Look at that. Like you can see it over the audio. They're too far away for you to hear, probably. This is warming right up, now that the sun is shining on me. Let's see if I can't adjust some of this, because I'm sweating. It is a calm morning. I can hear the train all the way over on the other side of Greeley. So yeah, meditation. It's got to the point where it's fallen into a bit of automaticity. I need to bring back curiosity. I need to bring back being aware. Because I tend to sit, I noticed the other day, and it's one of the things that he actually has been talking about all along, but I wasn't far enough along to understand what it was he was saying, which I do now, which is that the meditation becomes automatic. The meditation becomes something that you're doing in a certain sense, waiting for it to be over, rather than working at being engaged in the moment, at being aware of thoughts as they come and go, of being still in your body and being aware of how things, how the mind does things, like suggest these ideas that you should be thinking about while you're sitting there. And the answer is, that's actually not the point. The point is to recognize them when they come, but then return the attention to the breath, in and out. Sitting in silence is particularly difficult because it's all up to me to monitor what the thoughts are, to monitor when I'm thinking about something rather than observing the breath coming in and out. Contemplating, what if it's a dream? Could it be a dream? Could it all be a dream? Or in the modern parlance, could this just be a computer simulation? The ultimate Sims. If there is like Second Life 2.0, this is Second Life 1.0, this is First Life instead of Second Life. Is there a zero life that we are the instantiation of? Which might make an interesting story. Which has probably been done like 100 times already. Kids waiting for the school bus. I must be pretty close to on time. The bus hasn't shown up yet. Phew. After all the snow, all the wind, pretty much all the trees are, if not bare, mostly bare. There's a couple here and there. This apple tree, crab apple tree here, still has almost all its leaves. The willow, it's tucked down in a little hole, so it's a little more protected. It's got yellow leaves almost all over it. It's a couple of bare branches, but that's it. The small crab apples out here in the open, they're all naked. This cluster of six has still got a lot of leaves on it. One of them's naked, but the other five are well-leaved. Greeley Parks. Here we are. Did it. Made the walk. Gotta do this more often. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.